Now, Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, mostly in the elderly, and a great deal of research is underway to understand, treat and try and prevent Alzheimer's. But there are currently no effective treatments for it. Now, Professor Julie Williams and her team at Cardiff University recently discovered a pair of genes that seem to be linked to Alzheimer's. And she joins us now. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Helen.
Thanks for coming along on the show. First of all, just what causes Alzheimer's?
Well, Alzheimer's is caused by genetic and non-genetic factors. We know that there are three genes already that contribute to and cause rare forms of Alzheimer's disease, and one gene that increases risk of developing the common form of Alzheimer's disease. And that's the position we were at before we published our research.
And do we know what's going on inside the brain when people have Alzheimer's? What's the problem there?
Well, we know there are certain sort of markers of the disease. So you see in the brains of Alzheimer's cases plaques that are made up of what we call beta amyloid mainly. And these occur outside the dying brain cells. Within these brain cells that are dying, you see tangles made up of microtubules. So those are the two markers there. But what exactly is going on is still a basic mystery for us.
So we have these plaques of beta amyloid, and that's a type of protein, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And do we have any idea now how these genes now might be involved in those markers, those plaques that we're finding in the brains of people with Alzheimer's?
Okay, the rare forms, are contributed to by single gene defects. These occur in genes known as APP and the presenilins. These, we know, affect the amount of beta amyloid that occurs in the brains. But what we don't know is that the same process for those with the more common form of Alzheimer's disease? And our results will actually tend to support a slightly different process involved in common Alzheimer's disease compared to the rare forms that we've known about for some years.
So what do we think is going on in that common form of Alzheimer's?
OK, well, what our research has shown is that we identified two new genes that increase risk of developing common Alzheimer's disease. The genes are clestrin and PICOM. And when we put our data, our study together with a French study, we now have definitely three new genes and an additional fourth new gene. And this is opening up new ideas about what actually causes the more common form of Alzheimer's disease.
And how did you find that association? Did you go out and look at people who've got Alzheimer's and look at the genes they have and compare that amongst a population and discover the sort of unique genes that might lead to the condition?
That's exactly right. But it was quite a large experiment. We looked at the genes of 4,000 individuals with Alzheimer's disease and compared over 500,000 individual variations in each of those individuals and compared those to 8,000 individuals without Alzheimer's disease. So this is the biggest study of its type currently published.
And do we have any idea what these genes normally do and you know, what might be going wrong in the people who've got Alzheimer's?
Okay, I mean, these genes, some of these genes are involved in a theme that's developing in this program of inflammation, which surprised us to some extent. So the complement receptor gene, clestrin, is involved in protecting the brain through the inflammatory response, the classical complement system. And what this is telling us is that inflammation is a primary event in the disease production. We had known for a number of years that you see markers of inflammation within the brains of Alzheimer's individuals. We thought this was secondary to the amyloid plaques, for example. But this appears now to be a primary element in disease production. The other element is cholesterol. We see a lot more genes involved in cholesterol and sterol, and we really don't know what they are doing, but we do know that they are playing a crucial role in disease development.
Well, that's fantastic. So it looks like we really are getting a step closer, perhaps, to understanding more about what's going on in Alzheimer's, and perhaps eventually we'll find some new treatments and ways of preventing it. Thank you, Julie. That was Professor Julie Williams from Cardiff University, where she's been identifying the genetic factors in the most common causes of dementia, Alzheimer's disease.
Thanks, Helen. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales. We're talking about brain diseases this week. If you have any questions for us, our email address, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can Twitter at us. @NakedScientist is the address.